survivalzone.com.
Assassination attempts. GOP marching on to New Hampshire. Who won? Our strong poll. Plus your emails and so much more in this hour of America Tonight. Welcome to it. Kate Delaney's my name. You know how we roll here. We zig and zag in a couple of different directions. If you've never listened to the show, thanks for tuning in. And we're going to entertain you on this overnight highway. Plus include you, because I don't care if you're left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, or just furious as to what's going on across this nation. You can throw in your two cents, and I'm going to tell you how in a few minutes. But first, let me hand you the menu. I said assassination attempts. Big story earlier in the day, way before we get to all the hot air coming out of New Hampshire and the Republican who wants to run for president, all of the same usual suspects. But before we go there, first this crazy story, the Iranian plot to assassinate Saudi Arabia's ambassador in the U.S., to the U.S., and blow up the Saudi-Israeli embassies in D.C. That was, I mean, clearly that was the plot, and Congressman Pete Hoekstra, that's what the FBI is saying anyway, Congressman Pete Hoekstra says, listen, let's cut the nonsense. This is an act of war. Why do we keep pussyfooting, these are my words, around Iran? Why do we take all this guff from Ahmadinejad? And naturally, he releases a statement and says, oh, this is all fabricated nonsense. That didn't really happen. That's not what happened. I'll give you the thumbnail sketch in just a second. But first, I want you to hear what the FBI Director Robert Mueller had to say about this plot.
With these charges, we bring the full weight of that law to bear on those responsible. And we send a clear message that any attempts on American soil will not be tolerated. We will continue to work together to find and stop those who seek to do us harm, whether they attempt to strike overseas or here at home.
And that was the idea, like I said, to blow up the embassies here in the United States. So what the deal is, you had two people, that's what Mueller was saying, they're going to be charged, members of Iran's special ops unit. They were charged in a New York federal court, so it's already gone down. The Justice Department says, I'll fill in the blanks, they were working with somebody they thought was an informant of a Mexican drug cartel to target the Saudi diplomat. So it was an informant that they thought was part of the drug cartel, that they thought they had somebody good that was going to be able to nail them, was going to be able to bomb both of these places probably, because the informant was really a DEA agent who told the FBI and everybody else, CIA, etc., about their planning. Now, this is crazy, crazy territory for Iran. You got to think about this for a second. If you want to pin something on this country, you know, the whole weapons thing, going into Iraq, killing our soldiers. Remember, some of the materials were believed to definitely have come from Iran. And we could point to a couple of other things, too, as well with Ahmadinejad. You know, the whole, are they stocking up trying to have nukes and the nonsense that gets thrown back in the U.S.'s face, and, of course, others as well, Israel, the Holocaust is made up. But that's not really what we're talking about here. We're just focusing on how dangerous is Iran. They're aggressive. They take aggressive actions and then hide behind other nonsense, whether it is the nuclear program I mentioned or state sponsorship of terrorism. Like I said, killing soldiers, that certainly adds up to what we don't want to see in the U.S. So here we go again. Here we go again. When are we going to confront Iran? When are we going to do it? We've gone through another administration with this because Condi Rice was trying to play let's make a deal. Let's see what you got. And they weren't playing. And so here we go again. And clearly they've got, when I say they, the FBI has all the details that they needed to charge them. And we're talking about a U.S. citizen who has an Iranian passport who was charged. And then somebody else who is still at large in Iran. There's another person still at large. What they were going to do is they were going to pay $1.5 million to blow up the Saudi ambassador. And how they were going to do it, knock him off maybe, if not somehow near the embassy or in the embassy offices or whatever, nail him at his favorite restaurant, and who cares about the casualties? Who cares about the casualties? You know, there was a movie that Arnold Schwarzenegger did. I can't think of the name of it now, and that's exactly what happened in the movie. You know, a street was pretty much blown out, taken out, but it started at a restaurant. So they arrested this guy at the end of September at JFK, and he's going to be in, you know, he was in federal court, actually, on Tuesday. He could get life in prison, but, you know, who cares about that? It's about, so they nailed him, they got him. It's about the significance of this plot and also catching them in the net. So here we go with the intelligence people. Are they really working together? And this is a huge catch, I think. Now, there are others with much more conspiracy enterprising thoughts than I have on this that, oh, this is, come on, this is just too easy. This is a layup to take out Iran. I don't think so. I don't think that's the case here. And the parading in front of the microphones and especially with Mueller, who's gone through a couple of administrations. Yeah, I'm not buying that one on this. I'm not. But I think that something has to be done about Iran. You got to isolate Iran. You got to go after Iran. You got to do something here. I mean, you know, there's people that are saying, even John Huntsman is saying, look, I would just attack Iran. That's it. That's what I would do. I would just attack Iran. That's what you do. So here you have your more moderate member running for the Republican ticket in this presidential race saying that's what he would do. He would do that if he had to make the call. Because he says, I can't live with a nuclear-armed Iran. So that's my question to all of you. Can you live with Iran backdooring us on everything and having nukes? There's two schools of thought. You know, you might say, screw it, it's none of our business. They want to have nukes. Who are we to tell them not to have nukes? You're crazy if you think that. I'm sorry. Hardcore, I am denuke Iran. Are you kidding? Ahmadinejad is, I think, on the list of people who play the idiot but really are incredibly dangerous. He is number one on my list when we look at the world. Number one. And when I think of Iran and I think of the destruction that they could do and think of things that they have done, I think it's frightening. I think it's frightening. I mean, you got to think about this. There's definitely a push to change their weaponry. Definitely. And so here we go again with this plot to do some damage that would take out civilians. All right, coming up on the flip side, what happened in New Hampshire at this latest debate? And if you want to throw in your 2 cents on should Iran have nukes, what would you do if you could make the call? 800-259-5791. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing you can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email.
Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com?
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 Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com?
Yes, it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play your music. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand.
All right, twofold on this two-lane highway right now. One, should we isolate Iran? Because I'm going to continue to lap over into that conversation here in this segment of ATN. And would you trust Iran with nukes? Let's be serious. And do you think an act of war is too strong? You know, where do you fall as far as that's concerned? Because the State Department is calling the plot to assassinate the Saudi ambassador a definite foul, definitely a flagrant violation of international law, period. And it has ignited the tension even more between Washington and Tehran. There's no question about that. The thing here is there is no middle ground, and I think that's probably been part of the problem. The effort of the United States to be in the middle. In other words, to try to do everything they could to, I don't want to say play nice, but alleviate or not eliminate, but do something to take the sting out of Ahmadinejad and things that were happening in Iran, thinking that there was a way to cut some kind of a deal. You cannot cut a deal with a madman. I mean, this has been going on for more than 8 years. And again, at some point, you just have to man up and make a decision. You have to make a decision. You can't keep threatening. The threats don't mean anything to this guy. They don't mean anything to Iran. So this is why we're seeing that things like plots to take out the Saudi ambassador to the U.S. and then do something to the Israeli embassy, it's not so far-fetched. It's not so far-fetched that it could be attached to the leaders in that country. All right, speaking of leaders, I feel that we need to jump to this immediately because I know so many of you were waiting with bated breath to find out what happened in the Republican presidential debate the latest one, because, boy, there's been a lot of them. If you're confused as to any of the Republicans you want to vote for, if you were going to vote Republican, they're really flushing this out for you because you have many opportunities to hear them speak about a ton of different things, mostly centering around the economy. And, you know, what happens each and every time is the person who has the lead, the person who's in the lead in the polls, if it's Herman Cain this time around, that's who everybody sets their sights on. So this time it was Herman Cain that everybody went after, and they were especially leveling blows over his 999 plan, which is what most of the conversation has been about, his what he thinks will restore the economy. So that's what they went after. I mean, in fact, you know, Michelle Bachmann said it was almost devilish. She was calling it 666 if you flipped the nines around. So there were people that have called this show who like the 999 plan. I like aspects of it because I'm about a fair or a flat tax. I mean, I'm done with the whole system now the way it is. I mean, this same old mantra about, you know, well, if we got to go after the rich and they've got to pay their fair share. And so we're going to raise, if we just raise the tax rates, and raising the tax rates, my friends, is going to clip the middle class as well. You're going to pay more. How much are you paying out of your pockets now? And how much will you pay when you don't have a fancy Armani wearing accountant to give you loopholes for your $45,000 a year? How much of that are you paying to the government? So I like that Herman Cain is pretty straight talking. I don't like, as Jeremy in Alaska pointed out to me through Facebook, that he's endorsing Alan Greenspan, because I think the Buddha, not the Buddha who predicts what's happening in football games that we have on each week, but the wise old Buddha isn't so wise. Greenspan is more than sucking up the air in the room, and he can be responsible with negative news that often tanks things on Wall Street. When he's speaking somewhere, some of the crazy things that he says, that's what happens. It's like, okay, now I'm not the chairman of the Federal Reserve, so I'm going to let it fly. And I'm going to attack in all kinds of directions and say, I wouldn't have done this and I wouldn't have done that. Well, squarely, he was in the middle of so much of it. He was in the middle of so much of it. The economy, of course, is what ails all of us. It's what gets under all of our skins. No doubt about it. But I don't like the fact that Cain likes the ideas set forth from Greenspan at all. He gets negative marks on that front from me. And I'm saying that we have this straw poll, and so many of you are checking in and telling us who you would vote for if you had to vote in the next couple of weeks, because all these states are doing it. I thought, hey, it's an unofficial poll, why don't we do one? And right now, Herman Cain narrowly has the lead over Ron Paul. So this debate was at Dartmouth University, and it was focused solely on economics. There was no discussion about terror, what happened during the day, this Iranian plot, how did it unfold, none of that. You had eight candidates, a round table, and it was all about money. A lot of the attacks, besides Herman Cain, were aimed at the current president, of course, and a lot of it over the health care law, with guys like Rick Santorum saying we needed an aggressive approach for doing something to prevent it from being enforceable. And, of course, we're talking about the individual mandate. And then you have the former House Speaker, Newt Gingrich, because he's still in this. He's still in it in the sense that he hasn't pulled out yet, blaming another Federal Reserve chairman, the current one, Ben Bernanke, for adding to the recession, because he's saying, look, the guy was spending money secretly, and he's not asked to account for it. And that's true. The quantitative easing is not the way to go. And every time we have a problem, that's what happens. All right, open up the valve, but I don't know. How can I account for how much money's out there? And that's the problem. It is tanking our system. It is tanking it. So I agree with Gingrich on that, but I think most of this audience probably 80%, 85% or more would say the same thing. The same thing as far as Bernanke is concerned. And, of course, with Ron Paul, he's a guy who's been after the Federal Reserve for a long time, saying it, you know, simply too much power and it's just not an effective way of using currency. It's not the right way to go. And what's interesting is the Senate voted to take a serious action against China currency manipulation, you know, throwing now money, an import tax, a higher tax, if you will, on Chinese goods because of what they're doing, how they're manipulating their currency. But when the Senate says yes to that, and even there were a lot of Republicans who threw in, the House probably won't do anything with it. They probably won't. Because you've got that bill that's opposed by House Republicans and even the labor unions, so doubtful that it becomes a reality. However, it's, I think, a very, very big statement to go after the yuan, without a doubt. Quickly, let's go to Jeff in Oregon. Hey, Jeff, make it quick. You got the last word.
Hey, Kate, I just want to know what you think of Detroit Lions.
Hey, 5-0. You can't deny Matt Stafford. Matty Ice is awesome. And that was a big win over Chicago. And really, the win against the comeback win that they had the week before over the Cowboys was tremendous. This is a good team.
Your
this
team.
Is a team to watch. No, I'm
Your
not a
team,
Cowboy.
Kate?
No, I'm not a Cowboy
hey,
fan.
Hey, Kate, I told Matt I'm going to Michigan for Thanksgiving, so I'm going to go to Detroit Lions against Green Bay.
Oh, wow, that's a good game. I would want to see that matchup, too, because Green Bay is loaded as well. And to watch those two square off, Aaron Rodgers, the Super Bowl team, and the Lions, and with the success that they're having, wow, I love it. I mean, really.
Kate, when you see your guy who picks the – ask him what he thinks of the Detroit Lions.
I will.
I
will ask him when he does the picks. We will ask him. Jeff, good to hear from you. You take care. Thanks for the call. And Steve Boone's going to tell you the same thing. He likes Matt Stafford, and he thinks it's exciting for the Lions. And looking what they've been able to do, it's, you know, they're taking it one quarter at a time, obviously, because when they get down on the hole 20 more or so points, they're not hanging their head and figuring out a way just to ride out the game. I mean, they think they're in it to the very end, and what a difference that makes. That's what it is. They're playing like a team. We're checking your emails next on America Tonight.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal sterile Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WISEFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by The Las Vegas. Before the Collapse, Vinyl LP by The Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by The Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah. This girl,
why don't want it? On 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Now available at Amazon.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
All right, two lanes. That's the road we seem to be on here for this hour of America tonight. And we're going to go to the email in a second. But we're talking about the Republican debate and who's emerging and that Herman Cain took some heat this time around. It was all about the economics this time. And that's what happens when somebody's up a little bit in the polls. It makes sense because that's what you do when you're running. And every time it's going to be somebody different if you see that fluctuate, whether it's Perry or whoever it might be. Ron Paul scored some big points without a doubt for how he feels about the Federal Reserve. He thinks we should abolish it. Man, I agree. The more that you read, hear, and study this thing, the more you know how pathetic it's been, certainly over the last more than a decade, and now especially where we're just printing money. So do you like the former CEO of Godfather's Pizza? Do you like Ron Paul? Do you like somebody else who's running? Do you like the current president? We've got 6 votes for Obama, but that's in a sea of more than 200 people who have cast votes in the last 3 weeks in our straw poll. Tomas in Michigan, you get the floor. Hello.
Yeah, Kate, this Iranian plot, they've known about it since June. I guess finally they decided to catch the guy before he left the country a couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
And people are asking, is this an act of war, or should it be judged as a criminal intent type of thing? Well, let's remember that back when Clinton was president, Saddam Hussein tried to assassinate George Bush in Kuwait. And what did Clinton do? He threw cruise missiles into Baghdad.
Yeah.
Okay? So he considered it an act of war. And I think that our current president should also. But time will tell.
Yeah, look, it's a rogue nation. There's no doubt about it. I mean, give me a break. They're developing nuclear weapons. You know, come on. It's not surprising what we heard. It's not surprising that this has come up. I agree with you 100%. I mean, I said it earlier. It's time to act. It's time to do something. Absolutely. And now, if you can really put these pieces together, which apparently happened, you got what you need.
Yeah, well, you know, we've had what we need along for many years.
You're right.
You know, Iran has been on the gold medal stand for terrorist nations for like a third of a century, you know. So, that I mean, it just takes willpower. And that's what I'm looking for in those debates. Old Mitt there, the terrible Mormon guy, you know, he apparently after he had a little talk with Trump, he's starting to sound like Trump when they were, you know, remember when Trump was talking about he was going to do this and that to the Chinese?
Yeah.
And you have to remember one thing, Kate. In a trade war, China will lose, okay? China does not have power over us in this situation except in the minds of the politicians who maybe are getting money from China, because the fact is there's a trade. They are sending stuff over here, and we are sending money to them. So if we stop their goods from coming over, they lose. We win. Our trade balance would go into the positive. So China is the one that is endangered if there is a trade war, not the United States. Let's remember that.
I agree with you. Then, you know, the business would come back here because we'd have to, instead of being the takers, we'd have to be the makers. We'd have to stop going to Walmart and buying Chinese goods. Walmart would have to buy other stuff.
That's right, because, you know, the Chinese people aren't making enough money to buy all the things that they're selling, you know. You know, they probably don't. They don't want the little tidy whitey underwear that they're selling to us. Anyway.
You know what? Though you made a good point when you said about there's definitely people who don't want to see that, because if you're a big time globalist and you're like Dell or one of these other companies, they've got interest in China that I don't care what they say, they want to keep them there. That's the deal. You're right. There's lots of people whose pockets are being lined with money from China.
And China has the biggest surplus of money in the world now.
Yes.
And it wouldn't be too much of a jump in imagination to think that they may be trying to control some of our politicians with a little bit of money under the table. And I like the way Bachman is speaking now. I mean, when she speaks, you know, she gets right to the point. She uses numbers very well. She tore into Herman Cain pretty good with that.
I know.
That 9-9, turn it upside down,
yeah.
And the devil got the details. That burned him up bad. And I'll just admit, I don't like a sales tax. You know, if they want to cut spending, fine. But you add another sales tax, and you keep the income tax. In a couple of years, 999 will be 2020.
Well, that's true. Do we really trust them to keep it at 999? Is it going to be frozen? Do you swear on a stack of Bibles it will stay there? You do have a good point, because that number.
Well, I'll tell you what. Cain is bringing a lot of interest into this. He is almost Reagan-esque in his strength. And his firepower there, and a lot of people are liking that, and you know, I think he's adding more than he's taking away. So
it's good. He's pumping interest into it. You're right. So that's not a bad thing. I mean, that's part of the process. Surely, even if you don't agree with everything that he's saying, absolutely. Hey, good call, Tomas. Thanks. Let's move to Mark in New York. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, your last caller was correct. The millionaire's tax, the income tax when it was introduced in 1916 was only income tax was supposed to apply to high income earners, and that spread to everybody. the ATM, Alternative Minimum Tax, AMT, was supposedly to apply to 100 millionaires or thereabouts in the 1960s, and now it encompasses millions of people. So he's right. Anything that's 999 or 666 or whatever, 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 never stays where it's at. And I also don't like the idea of a sales tax or, you know, a value-added tax on top of everything else we're playing with. But Herman Cain, and I know, you know, I've never taken a stance on any except for Ron Paul. He's part of the Federal Reserve System. He's one of their boys.
Yeah.
He's got a great life story, but he would be part of the problem. But that's not really why I called. Let me just jump to, I know some people are so wedded to Barack Obama because they are worried about his possible Supreme Court nominees. They definitely want another liberal, hard left Democrat so that when the next two or three, justices retire, Obama will be able to, appoint the justice, and they'll stay with this guy no matter what. Dwayne Hickam wrote a column in the USA Today about the same thing, about how Obama's changed, the federal judiciary by appointing so many women and blacks and Hispanics, you know, and that's what it's all about. You know, they're just going to see, if you don't like a way a law, Congress passed a law, they'll just go to the courts. And that's not the way the founding fathers set it up. The courts don't run the country. They're three co-equal branches. But that's their main idea. If they can't get something passed that people popularly elected through Congress, which Congress abrogates its job, doesn't do it, they want to go to the courts. And they never put up these bills that they want passed to a referendum to the people because, you know, whether it's gay marriage or taking your guns away, whatever, people won't go for it. So they want to go through the courts and hammer it that way. You know, so that's what they're all about. And I just want to ask the people that are going to support Obama, from the Salinger scandal, which some people on the left say is nothing, if you just read into how much went on with the Justice Department not prosecuting the Black Panthers from the top down, from Obama telling Holder, we're not going to go after black folks that threaten white folks. That's just the truth. And one of the lawyers in the Justice Department that worked with Holder, he's wrote a book, I think it's called, the name is Injustice, and how Eric Holder is just twisting the Justice Department to left and right. So you look at Salinger, what he's doing at the Justice Department, you look at the Fast and Furious scandal, which is not going to calm down. How much criminality are you willing to accept from this government and continue on and support this president? And this is what I'd like to leave you with. I wish, as much as I want Ron Paul to be elected president, I don't think he'll be the nominee, okay? The other people, they don't float my boat. I would vote for a Democrat if there was a true moderate, middle of the road, that would challenge Obama in the primaries. That would be something to see, something to live for. They're saying they won't do it, but, you know, it's possible. Like that Schweitzer, that governor of Montana, I think he is, there west, he's a Democrat. He carries a six-shooter. I don't know all about his, but somebody that's, doesn't have to be carry a six-shooter. I'm just saying, I'm not a one-issue guy with guns. But a Democratic challenge to this guy, or heaven forbid he stepped down like Lyndon Johnson did in 68, it would just to see it happen politically would make my whole year. You know what I mean, Kate?
I love that. I love the way you're thinking. All right, thanks, Mark.
Okay.
He's saying it. Here's the thing. That's not happening on the Democratic side, though, I don't see that happening with Obama. They're not gonna put him in this situation. They're not. And Mark even really said it himself when he talked about the power. And let's face it, the one thing that you can't deny that's happened lately, the Salinger thing, he brought that up. That's that solar company. That was a crazy deal. Who knew what the Operation Fast and Furious. They're not shooting straight at all. They're all over the map with that, and there's memos to prove it. I don't care what team you say you play for. I don't care what the labels are. It's clearly that's out there. So why isn't Eric Holder having to answer for this? Why does he continue to be wearing this armor of Teflon? I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me. All right, I promise we're going to check the mail next and any calls as well. 800-259-5791. Going to the B-side.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Freeze-Dry Guy customers, take advantage. No, we really want you to take advantage of the October 2011 month special. We have bug-out meat buckets to beef up your real freeze-dried beef and chicken supply. You can beat everyone to the punch because we're offering Freeze-Dry Guy customers this order early October deal. Special pre-order price of $119 is now $109. Whether on the go or storing for the future, you have a gold standard in convenience, taste, and nutrition. When variety and quick preparation is paramount, our handy 4-serving pouches are excellent for 72-hour kits, camping, hunting, and backpacking. Our freeze-dried meat can even be added to your everyday routine. From last-minute dinner ideas to high-protein snacks, order now at freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
In this so-called freedom.
Coming up, somebody, as we head for the exits for this hour of America Tonight, we're going to hit the emails. A lot of you chiming in about the debate and, of course, the assassination attempt that you heard about, the connection to Iran and the Saudi Arabian ambassador in Washington, D.C., and they were ready to blow him up at a restaurant, and that would have taken out lots of people, presumably, in Washington, D.C. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Yeah, Eric Holder signaled a hand to stop that, so...
You are not defending... Are you defending Eric Holder? Come on.
Did you see him on
Robert
TV?
Liz, I did see him on TV.
For it.
Of course he did. Robert Mueller is the guy I like, the FBI director. I think he's an up-and-up good guy, I do. I think he tries to play fair, and I think he's all about trying to do whatever he can to stop any kind of terror plots and try to play as little politics as possible. He's worked through two different administrations. He's the guy I trust the most of all of them.
Well, Eric Holder's working behind the scenes.
Of course.
Like, so.
Of course. Orchestrating the whole thing.
He saved the Saudi prince from getting blown up.
So. There you go.
And everybody wanted him to resign, retire, fire him, all that. So just think what would happen if he did.
Just think, imagine.
Yeah, all them people, innocent people have been killed and all that. But
yeah.
I see Republicans voted a job bill down, so it looks like the riots won't start for too long.
Yeah, the riots, so you say the riots, the Occupy movement is going to it's going to continue, it's going to get worse.
Yeah, the Boston police are beating our heads in, so
yeah,
looks like it's going to get worse now.
Well, unfortunately the jobs bill, number one, you know this, Rick, was going to click up the deficit some more. And if we're going to click up the deficit some more, I mean, for goodness sake, all right, let's put all kinds of people back to work then. I mean, you think the answer. Don't you think the answer is to make more in America, Rick? Don't you think we need to make more instead of take more?
Well, yeah.
That's it. I mean, what's the problem? We need to do that.
Yeah. Well, he's trying to get something started, you know. But the Republicans vote against it, so. And it just shows that they want they vote against it because they didn't want to tax the billionaires and millionaires. So these people marching and occupying, that's just going to be more reason for them to riot. And I see the unions are now getting involved in this, so. More and more people starting to show up all over the country, just not New York, but I see a lot of towns, cities, people starting to gather together. So
I agree with that. More people, I think, of all types are showing up. So we can't say, you know, there's a sinister feeling out there among a lot of people that, this is just half of these are just planted folks. I don't think that's true. I think that, yes, there's union people, and they're out there for their own reasons, and that's, of course, I would think the same thing, but you got all kinds of people now, because there's so many people that are unemployed.
Yeah, and I think it's just going to start faster and get worse, and I think something's going to happen, or it will be like over in there in Middle East countries or something.
Do you think that we're going to have a flat out riots in cities? Not okay, it's getting a little rough out there, the cops have to do something about it. You think we're going to have full on riots?
Well, I think it's going to be like back in the 60s when they had the riots, race riots, you know, burning down the towns, stuff like that.
Oh, I hope
like
not.
That's going to happen.
Oh, I hope you're
remember
wrong.
Remember that?
I remember seeing footage of it. I wasn't around then, but I remember, yes. Wow.
They setting everything on fire and just riot.
Uh huh.
I mean, people are frustrated. I mean, they're not young people either. They're old people. There's grandmothers, middle aged people, and just.
Well,
all
I think
kinds
it's mixed.
Of
I think it's, yeah, yeah, I think it's mixed. I think that's why I think it's easy to have the conspiracy side and say, oh, come on, this is trumped up. It's a distraction. Come on. Blah, blah, blah. That's why the Democrats are jumping on it. And in some cases, you know, they're right because the union used it to their advantage. But you're seeing so many different kinds of people that are out there now that you can't squarely point to that. No, I agree. I agree with you. Yeah. Would you go out? Would you be out there marching?
No, it ain't going to affect me. I'm just going to get my guns and head to Rick Perry's hunting lodge. I'll be safe and sound.
I like that. Yeah. I'm gonna go to his hunting lodge. Well, you can go undercover for us. How's that? Oh,
that's
Rick, how
I'm
do we get it? We can take all these twists. Every time you join me on the show, every time you call in, we take the craziest twists, I'm telling you. But you make me laugh, so that's a good thing.
Hunker down, Rick Perry and all the rest of his buddies.
All right, hold on to both, put both hands on that wheel when you're driving home. Okay? Thanks, Rick. All right, let's move on now to what I've been promising to do, and that would be our mailbag. Without further ado, let's go to the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, we do have mail, and this one comes to us first. The first one is from Alan, and Alan says, Kate, did you catch any of the Republican debate? Crazy, some of the things that were being said. Herman Cain, who's doing so well in the polls, gets crucified by so many of his other Republican buddies. Well, see, that's the thing. I said this before, and all of you know this. I mean, look, this is something that they're all vying for. This is something that they all think they have a crack at, or would they, I guess, or would they still be there? I keep calling them the usual suspects. Everybody who's thrown in so far, I would say they wouldn't know. They would have pulled out Gingrich, Bachman, Santorum, Huntsman. They believe that they have just as good of a chance as Herman Cain. So you got to eat your own eventually if you're going to emerge as the candidate. And it was easy. You're talking about economics. It was easy to question him. Well, what do you mean? Well, what's going to happen? What's going to happen, as some of our callers just said, whether it was Mark in New York or whether it was Tomas in Michigan calling up about, well, I don't like the sales tax idea because of how, for one, how the numbers could fluctuate. I like the idea of a flatter, a fair tax. And I liked part of Cain's thinking, but if you look at the numbers and you trust the numbers, you can't trust the numbers. They're right. It could, who knows, go into double digits. So you say one thing and it's low to begin with, and then it goes in a different direction, and that would be a crazy direction if you would go up to 15 or 20%. I mean, forget about it then. All right, let's go to another one. This one's from Allison, who says, Kate, this deal about Iran, I say it's time to take them out. It's interesting because really I'm a peace-loving person, I got to be honest with you. And I initially took the stance of leave Iran alone, let them blow up themselves, but you can't do that. So I think I've been listening to your show too long. I'm drinking the Kool-Aid, and I say we level Iran. Somebody has to stand up and make that call, but you can bet that it won't be Barack Obama. Yeah, well, you know, the Secretary of State, who's Hillary Clinton, is saying that something serious has to be done. The people around the president, some of them are calling for it. There's some Congress folks and senators who are saying that. But does it fall on deaf ears? Because with so many other things, including trying to get reelected, that are on the front burner for 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, of course, Iran is a concern, but I think it's the idea of can we just put the kook off? Can we put Ahmadinejad off for a while and deal with all this other stuff and you know, just do it that way? The idea of just leveling Iran, I think, is not in the playbook for President Obama at all. But the idea of hitting them hard is in my playbook, let me tell you.
Hey, if you don't like America, then you can get out.
You will respect my authority.
Why wouldn't I want to be here? This is fantastic. This is great.